Patrick Kirilke, Media Helped Democrats Ignore Coronavirus by Hyping Impeachment. By Robert Krajicek on April 2, 2020. Despite accusing President Donald Trump of slowly responding to the coronavirus outbreak, Democrats and their news media allies largely ignored the viral threat while hyping impeachment, observed Patrick Kirilke, host of Red Pilled America. Offering his remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Kirilke recalled, at the beginning of March, guys like Chris Hayes at MSNBC and other kind of left-wing media started to question the response time to the coronavirus in China, and I kind of saw this as a building narrative. We basically looked at this entire time frame to see what was happening, said Kirilke of his review of Democrat and new media responses to the coronavirus spread in January and February. And it is unmistakable that the media in Washington, D.C., were completely consumed with impeachment. Democrat focus on impeaching the president came at the expense of political energy that could have been directed towards the coronavirus, noted Kirilke. Impeachment was affecting the United States' response to this coronavirus, held Kirilke. The media is just as culpable. If the Democrats weren't getting this kind of backing from the media in moving forward with this historic event, as they kept saying in the media, how this is only the third time that a president has been put on impeachment trial, and hyped it up and made it this huge thing, I don't think the Democrats would have had the legs to move forward with this. Kirilke continued, but they kept marching forward with impeachment, as this news was coming out of China. And I think it's something that's going to become more and more of an issue moving through this 2020 election campaign. Listen. Democrat and news media focus on impeachment cost lives, assessed Marlowe, as the political push slowed down our reaction time to the viral outbreak. He played a montage of Democrats downplaying the coronavirus threat, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Kirilke remarked, you're going to see this history, this revisionist history moving forward. I was stunned this weekend when I saw Chuck Todd basically asking Biden if Trump had blood on his hands for not reacting quickly enough to this. You had Jake Tapper talking to Nancy Pelosi, where she placed blame on him for not reacting quickly to this. And in that montage, you had Pelosi basically telling everybody to come down to Chinatown in San Francisco. Democrats knew that they could not and actually remove Trump from office through this impeachment trial, Kirilke added. They knew it was an impossibility. They were not going to get the numbers to vote him out. So that meant that they knew that they were occupying Washington, D.C., with a fruitless, pointless event, a pointless trial. And all of the important things that were going on in this nation were going to get sidetracked and get put on the shelf, basically. Kirilke urged listeners to remind others of news media and Democrat negligence and mendacity regarding the coronavirus, predicting. The mainstream media were just as big of cheerleaders as the Washington, D.C. Democrats in pushing for this thing to happen, stated Kirilke. How are they going to hide that? It's something that cannot be hidden, because it consumed the news at the time. News media conduct during the coronavirus outbreak will further reveal widespread left-wing and partisan Democrat biases to Americans, predicted Kirilke, saying, I think it's going to show the bias of the media. Because and the media is just as culpable as Washington, D.C. Red Pilled America's latest episode is titled, A Race Against Time, Could Washington, D.C. Have Acted Sooner to Stop the Coronavirus? Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.